So, well?
As a matter of fact, I wanted to talk to you about something, if you don't mind.
Is there something wrong?
Well...
Wait, has something happened to Azar?
No, I wanted to... Will you... So tell me, will you marry me?
Wow, brother, it looks delicious.
It's been a long time since I last cooked in your kitchen.
I asked Tuman to lunch.
Isn't he at work? Why should he come home early?
No, he's free. He can run his business with his phone. You have finally graced us with your wonderful presence after such a long, long time. He should be here.
Would you please turn down the radio?
Sure. I just thought it was too quiet here, so I decided to turn it on.
Tell me, can you give me your copper pot?
Why do you want it?
I want to make Tas kebab. Safdar might not like stuffed grape leaves.
You call him Safdar. He's Human
now.
He's
still Safdar for me. Please give me the pot.
Don't trouble yourself so much.
I've already prepared the ingredients. Give it to me. Sis?
Yes?
Why don't you consider adopting a baby?
Well, I'm not actually against it. But Human's getting treatment. His doctor says he'll be cured.
What good would a baby do once you're 90? Although, truth is, I doubt you could put up with a baby even now.
Don't say that. I love children. Look at you, brother. You're really a master at cooking.
I suggest you not expect it to be too good.
No, it looks so tasty and delicious.
No, I was talking about having kids. Not even one of them has called me since yesterday, huh? All of them have taken their mother's side.
Well, it seems to me that their mother holds the purse strings. Naturally, they took her side. I think that these days, kids just care about money. Do you remember when we were kids? We didn't dare look our elders in the eye. I think you're the one to blame, brother. I don't get it. Why did you live like that? You're the husband and she's the wife. Don't you get it?
It's vice versa right now.
Come in.
Where are you going, Mom?
To Javadi's real estate agency. I'll be back soon.
Do you want me to come too?
No, dear. Samira's coming here to go with me. You go in and close the accounting file, okay? Go on, dear. Keep an eye on the staff for me. Are you listening? Are you listening?
Yes, Mom.
Let me see if I have everything. My cell phone and ID card and checkbook. I'll be back soon. Bye.
Bye.
It's home.
Hey, boss, how are you doing?
None of your business.
You've all gone out and left me behind. I'm bored and all alone. Come back home.
I won't.
At least tell me where you are. The kids are worried.
At the graveyard.
Good. Have a good time.
Anything else?
No.
Akbar. Akbar, don't hang up.
What?
This won't do. I tell you what, come back here and talk it over. Why don't you?
I'm not coming back unless she comes here and apologizes to me.
Okay, what if I apologize on her behalf, and I say how sorry I am and how it never will happen again? Then will you come?
No, she has to call herself.
Akbar, she is a woman. She has pride.
All I can say is you're really ungrateful,
aren't you?
Look.
She is your wife, and you have to talk it over with her. Akbar, do what I tell you. Come over here and make a nice, delicious dinner. We'll all sit down at the table and eat together, and we'll have a nice chat. We'll talk it all over, and you'll make
up. What do you think about that?
Listen, I'll tell you one thing. You'll never see me dressed as a chef again.
Akbar, listen to me. Calm down. Take a deep breath.
All right, now, imagine that I am there, and I'm holding you very, very, very tightly.
Now, I want you to imagine that you are
transferring all of your negative thoughts right into me. Okay, think about the future. Before you lose control, tell yourself that this problem could drag out for 2 days, or 2 weeks, or 2 months, or 2 years at the most.
If you look back then, won't you tell yourself that it wasn't worth all this trouble? Would you?
Are you done with your nonsense?
This isn't nonsense. Trust me, I read it in a psychology book. If you don't believe me, come here and look for yourself.
Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Hello, honey.
Dad, please come back home for my sake.
Don't talk like that.
But everyone here misses you.
Say, did you have lunch?
Lunch? No.
Do you want to come over? I'm at your aunt's house.
Give it to me.
No, if I come over, Mom will kill us both.
Your mom is totally wrong. It's not like I'm going to eat you.
Oh, hello, Aunt.
Don't you have enough sense to decide anything for yourself?
But, Aunt...
Don't aunt me. I don't know what she's told you that you don't even dare drop by. She thinks we're like
her, and we don't like to visit our relatives. Who does she think we are?
Anne, don't insult my mother. It's not the first time you've done it. You've
Give
taken
it to
my
me.
Father.
Hello, Mrs. Akram?
Oh, how wonderful.
So her spinster brother is also there.
Spinster men are quite valuable, Mrs. Akram. Believe me, I should know.
Excuse me, Mr. Manoucher. Don't you have anything better to do with your time besides meddle in my brother's affairs?
Akram, I don't think you're in the right frame of mind right now. Let's talk about this some other time.
Served him right, brother. You have to stay here until they really appreciate you. I'm not letting you leave.
Don't get angry. Give that to me. I'm not leaving.
You're really messed up, honey.
Well, Mom was certainly right about them. They're really mean. Can't believe this.
Hi there.
Hi, dear. How are you?
Is Daddy home yet?
He's at your aunt's house.
He's at my aunt's house? Why'd he go there after 10 years of not being there?
I have no idea.
Mom doesn't know, does she?
No. Don't say a word to her, okay?
Well, I'm not stupid, you know.
Where are Farhad and Saeed?
How am I supposed to know? Why?
Nothing. Why are you so jumpy?
No. I'm not jumpy. I'm just doing my chores. Well, what are we going to do about it now?
For a start, you can take out the washing liquid you just put in the fridge and put it in the second cabinet where it goes. I don't know what's wrong with everyone today. First her, now you, and...
can't believe it. That man took my parking place.
Never mind. We'll find another one.
No way. I saw it first, and I'm gonna get it. Sir!
Roll down the window.
Sir, this is my parking place. I was parking my car here. Did you not see?
Pardon?
I said this is my parking place.
You're not standing in line to buy bread. Go park your car somewhere else. Go on.
Let it go. Let's go somewhere else.
No, hold on.
Mino, please, I'm in a hurry.
Hold on. Hello there, everyone. I'm really sorry for being late.
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Thank you. I parked my car in a bad spot. Could you keep an eye on it, please?
Reza,
yes, sir.
Keep an eye on the car. Watch it carefully, okay?
Call me if you see a police car.
Sure,
I'll come quickly. Thank you. Thank you so much, really. Again, I'm sorry for being late. I truly am.
Yeah, there must have been a lot of traffic. It's 4:15. So tell me, is everything okay? Your husband's not coming?
No. As a matter of fact, I wanted to ask for a little more time, actually.
Why, is something wrong? Is there a problem?
No, not a problem. We just want to give it some more time, that's all.
But listen, Mr. Javadi, you said they saw the house and even liked it. I even accepted your financial conditions.
I know, you're right, but,
Listen, Mr. Javadi, it's your fault. I told you I'm in need of money desperately. You insisted that I give the house to this lady and her husband.
But ma'am, I had to turn away many clients who wanted to pay cash for this property.
He isn't answering his phone.
But who are you calling?
It doesn't matter.
Akbar.
I don't want to force you into buying it, if you've changed your mind or something. Mr. Javadi, no need to bring any other customers to see the house.
No, ma'am, we do want the house.
No, what are we waiting for? Let's make a deal and get it over with.
Okay, you can write it down. Just put the estate title in my name. I'll write the check right now.
I hope you live happily in that house.
Family. Supermarket. Restaurant. There are some jobs in this world that require absolute presence just to be successful. There are some advantages, like watching families that gather together to celebrate, or just to eat something together and have fun. There are also some disadvantages, like how you lose the opportunity to be with your own family, how you waste away your life watching other people's lives. I should write this down in my diary tonight. Do people work for a living, or do they just live to work?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Really, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I can give you a ride if you need to go somewhere.
I don't want to trouble
you. No, it's no trouble. Samira, where do you want to go?
I'm going to the office. You go ahead.
Then I'll be on my way then, okay? Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Mino, wait.
Yes, dear?
Do you want me to talk to Ali Magam?
No. I have to solve this problem by myself. Bye, darling. Get in, please.
Lady, the next time you do this, I'm gonna puncture all your tires.
Well, then you would have had to wait till tomorrow morning.
Yeah? Well, you're lucky you're a woman.
You should thank God you're just a man. Hello? Hi, dear. Said, can you come to the door, please? I want to talk to you. Yes, I'm at the door right now.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. How's everything?
Fine. Aren't you coming in?
No, I'm going to give you some good news, actually.
Really? So you're making up?
It's about time your father comes home. This fight's been going on way too long.
Exactly. We kept telling you that.
All right, dear. You keep an eye on the restaurant. Your father and I will either come back here or go to Farzad and have some kebab.
Go ahead and have your kebab at Farzad. I'll take care of everything here. Don't worry.
Okay. Did your brother and sisters go home?
No, Mom. I think Farhad is out with his friends.
Okay, I guess I'll call him myself. Just call me if anything goes wrong.
Okay, sure. Take care of yourself. Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Goodbye, ma'am. Goodbye to you. Goodbye.
Hey, what's up, Musa?
Have a nice day there.
Here you are.
Thank you very much.
It's my mom. Pull over. Pull over. I have to take this call. Hello. Hi, Mom.
Where on earth have you been? Why don't you answer your phone?
Sorry, I was outside and I didn't hear it.
Well, where are you?
Out with my friends.
Didn't I tell you to call Said Osara whenever you're going to be late?
I called home, but nobody answered.
Just don't be late.
Are Shireen and the others home?
What are you talking about?
Well, Shireen told me Dad has invited them to Aunt's house.
What the heck?
Whoa, come back, Mama's boy.
She said...
Come on, get in the car.
Hello.
Well... I want your full concentration. Okay, now, ready? When I say one, two, three.
Hi there.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Well, Minu, we've decided to do some feng shui.
And what is that exactly?
This house holds evil. Why? Well, because, for instance, if we take the aquarium from over there and put it in the north wing, then, instead of being in the south over there, it changes all the karmatic consequences.
Don't be ridiculous. Put that in its place.
But, Mom, come on. You know it doesn't hurt to try.
I said put it back in its place. This is not the time to do this.
But why not, sis? Just think of it as a little spring cleaning.
Tell me, didn't your father come home?
No, not yet.
Don't you know where he is?
No.
Why are you lying to me, huh? Huh?
Because they want to avoid another fight. Didn't I tell you not to tell Farhad?
And he asked you to go over there?
Yes. You see, Mom, he's made lunch and he asked us...
I knew it. He's declaring war now.
What war, dear? He doesn't have anywhere else to go. He can't sleep on the streets. Don't even think about going there.
I think I know what to do now.
Why don't you put it down? Put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Don't open the door for anyone until we get back home. Minu, dear. Minu, please wait.
Insensitive jerk!
Look, I know you came with the intention of making up. It's not too late. A little flexibility can solve everything. Please, come on.
I would have been flexible if his sister hadn't meddled in our affairs.
Dear, what was he supposed to do? Would you turn me away if I came seeking refuge in your house?
What did I do to warrant him taking refuge in someone else's house?
All right, give it some time. You're angry now. He's already regretful. Once you see each other, you'll calm down. I know how much you love each other.
May God bless our darling mother. Your behavior reminds me so much of her.
God bless her.
Stop moving around, Akbar. I'm trying to clean up here.
Sorry.
Human, dear.
Yes, dear?
Wash these cauliflowers thoroughly. Make sure they're clean.
Okay.
Safdar, put them in a basket and leave them to dry.
Yeah, okay.
Who is it? Are you expecting company?
No. Human, see who's at the door.
Who is it?
Open the door.
Who is this?
It's Minu.
Who is it?
It's Minu.
Why is she here?
Go open the door.
Okay. Come on in. God help us. Did you tell her you're here, Akbar?
I didn't. I think the kids did.
Listen, we don't want to make a scene and upset the landlord.
Don't worry about it. Hello, Minu. Come in.
I'm fine right here. Didn't I tell you not to let any strangers meddle in our private affairs? Didn't I tell you that?
Strangers? Excuse me, Minu, but if I'm a stranger, then what do you call your spinster brother?
No matter what you call my brother, he's not busy meddling in other people's affairs. Why did you call the kids and invite them over?
I didn't call them. Your dear brother called me.
I did call, but I didn't tell the kids to come over.
And you call yourself a man?
So tell me, what about you, huh? You really would have loved to be a man, wouldn't you?
No, but I really and truly wish you were a man.
Huh. You know what? You needed someone to beat you up. I was stupid enough to think you were a sensible woman.
You are so ungrateful. Ungrateful and blind.
No, for the first time, I'm starting to see things clearly now.
Yeah, you must be right. I was blind and I didn't see the mess that I was in till today. I must have been stupid enough to improve your life somehow. You deserved to stay in that stinky cellar for a long time.
I should have never given her free rein. No problem at all. I'll get it back. And you know what I'm going to do? According to the law, I don't want you to go out and work anymore. From now on, you should stay at home. You're not allowed to set foot in that restaurant again.
Don't you dare bring up the law with me. You've apparently forgotten who that restaurant belongs to. According to the law, I'm the owner of that restaurant. It means it's my restaurant. I can go there whenever I want. It's you who are not allowed to set foot in that restaurant. My restaurant.
Uh-huh. So you want to play law. Okay, so let's see how you like it when I apply for a divorce.
Oh, I'm so scared. As if I'm dying to live with you because you're such a wonderful man.
Let's see if you can still be so cocky in court.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Just stop it now.
I don't want to live with her anymore. No one can force me.
You're absolutely right, brother.
Oh, damn it.
The sooner the better. I'll be the first person at the court tomorrow morning. I dare you to come.
We'll see.
We'll see. Let's go.
We'll see.
It's going to be one hell of a pickle.
How many times do I have to tell you it's not a pickle?
Take it easy, Akbar. I got you. It's not a pickle.
Next!
Thank you.
Next! You! Medlar. What? So it's you. Write it down, please.
Yes, sir. It's him.
Excuse me, are you joking with
me? The element of surprise is all that matters here. A smart inspector, such as myself, uses means that are unexpected to the other party, things that surprise him. We have received many complaints about your restaurant here. How many?
14, sir. 14.
14 complaints. In how many days?
Only 2 days, sir.
14 complaints in just 2 days. I find that interesting. Don't you suppose? Interesting.
Tell me, who are you?
I am an inspector from the health department. My friends call me Poirot, and I don't let anything slip by me. This is my assistant. All his friends call him Dodo. But I am the boss here. Do remember that.
Tell me, what would you like to have, sir?
Nothing yet. Where's the manager's office?
Over there, sir. Come, come, after me. Welcome. This way. Shh, Zaid, Zaid.
Mr. Abdi,
Zaid,
don't distract
hey,
me. This is tricky, Mr.
Come
Abdi.
Come in.
Ah.
Where are your manners, son?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Can I help you?
You were playing.
Yes.
Well, what is it?
A game called Chicken Attack. Why do you ask?
Please answer my question. Don't answer a question with another.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Who did you say you are?
Oh, you're asking questions again. Verification is not possible this way. How are we to clarify the reason for so many complaints about this restaurant?
Zaid, they are inspectors.
Really?
Yes, really.
Hello.
Say, have you played Tibet Quest? Know that game?
Not yet, but I have installed it.
Oh, it's so much better. I dare you to play it. It's much more difficult. No mouse.
Okay, sure. I will certainly do that.
Well then, good for you. Note that the restaurant's manager is a good boy.
Yes, yes, sir.
Excuse me, but I'm not the manager here.
Well, so who is it then?
My mother.
Your mother? Where is your mother?
She and my father went to Farzad.
Farzad? What for?
I think they went to have some kebab there.
Ah. So your own restaurant's kebab is not edible. That's a great discovery. Very strange, don't you suppose? Let's go see the kitchen. Where's the door?
Over there.
Over there. After you, sir.
You messed up, Said. You really messed up this time. You couldn't be a good manager even for just 15 minutes.
Mr. Ashi, tell everyone an inspector is here.
Inspector! Inspector!
Hey, quick,
let's go, move it, quickly.
Make sure everything's clean,
quick.
Put it in order.
Here's the inspector.
Yeah, is the ready? The order's ready.
What are you doing?
Hurry, quickly.
Ramat, come here.
Let's get out of here. Come on, everyone.
Hurry, the inspector's coming. He's coming now.
Put your socks on, come on.
What are you doing? Don't do that. Put that away.
Welcome. Shh. Come in, please.
Thank you.
We went in and we sniffed the air.
All right, people. Everybody now, stand in line, please.
Order here.
Well, no, those of you who are illegal immigrants, take one step back. Sir, I assure you, we have absolutely no foreigners. All our workers are Iranian. And I assure you, all are insured. Please, sir, not to worry.
That's right.
That's good. Very good. You may go that way, and I will go this way.
Of course, sir.
Shireen, hun, don't you think you're eating a bit too much?
Sarah, look, I'm nervous. I can't help it.
Everyone's just as nervous around here. Hello?
Hi, Sarah, how are you?
Do you really want an answer to that?
Are Mom and Dad back from Farzad?
You really think they went to Farzad? Mom found out that Dad had gone to Auntie's house and she rushed there. I just hope she doesn't make a scene.
Oh, really? Where are they now?
I said... That's the bell. Bye-bye now. Farhad, please open the door. Hi.
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 Where is Mother?
She went to Grandpa's house.
Did they have a fight?
And what am I gonna do with you, Farhad?
It's all your fault.
Why blame me? I wasn't the one who went to Anne's house.
I'll never tell you anything from now on.
Hello, sir.
Hello to you as well, sir.
What is in this brew?
Oh, hello. How are you?
I asked you a question. What is in this brew here?
Masama brew, sir.
Did you put any garlic in it?
Yes, sir. A little.
It's obvious. Smells good. What are your... customers here complaining about
that. Oh, it's all nonsense, sir.
Where's the door?
Right over there.
Over there.
Right over there. There.
The door, let's go. We can't find anything here.
Is everything clear now, sir? We're all finished?
Everything. Let's go. Dodo, let's go. We can't find anything. Anyway, tell the manager to come to the health department in 2 days and address all the complaints filed against the restaurant. This time you're off the hook.
Yes, of course, sir. She'll come. Hey, goodbye.
Yeah, let's go!
Hey, let's
come
get
on.
Him out!
Come on.
Stop acting like a spoiled child, Minou. It's just a small misunderstanding. You have no idea how many times couples fight and sulk, so stop being ridiculous.
I can't go on like this, Mom. We shouldn't have come to this point. It's over. I tell you, Mom, it's over.
What happened?
He shouldn't have let his sister and brother-in-law interfere. Not like this. Not like this!
It's time for your children to have kids of their own. And yet, here you are, acting like children, playing hide-and-seek.
We're not playing, Dad. It's really quite serious. I can assure you of that.
I'm sure you'll start to get the picture when you go to court. You have no idea what goes on in there.
What are you talking about? Why should they go to court? It won't do anyone any good if they get all caught up in the moment and really get divorced.
But I've raised them myself. They can't do that. Don't worry.
I just hope for the best.
Without me, you're just a cook. I'll prove it to you. You've apparently forgotten who that restaurant belongs to. I was stupid enough to improve your life. You should have stayed in that stinky cellar. According to the law, I'm the owner of that restaurant. I'm the manager, and my husband's the head chef. It's my restaurant, and I can go there whenever I want. It's you who are not allowed to set foot in that restaurant. As if I'm dying to live with you, because you're such a wonderful man.
I think that the worst thing that can ever happen to a man is for his own family to start doubting him. My sister took this matter far too seriously, and Akbar doesn't intend to get off of his high horse. And no matter how I try to make peace between them both, I only make everything worse. I truly hope that this ends happily. I truly do.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Couldn't be better. I'm calling to say that my family and I are going to have dinner at your restaurant tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yes, will you be there?
Yes, I'll be there. Of course.
Then, we'll come there, if you don't mind.
No. Good night to you too. Ugh.
Is it that bad?
Yes, very.
But I was counting on you, Uncle.
Really? That's really an honor, dear, because no one has ever counted on me since the day that I was born.
Oh, please forgive her. Mom wanted to make up, but when she found
Sarah,
out that...
Sarah, dear, please excuse me, but we both know that your mother always tries to get the upper hand.
God knows this man has suffered hell for more than 10 years without ever complaining. He worked his tail off to make money, but in the end, your dear mother's family put her name on the ownership title of that restaurant. That's not fair. He keeps working and they take everything for themselves.
Zaid, what's wrong with Shireen, huh?
That Shireen Faden.
Honey, what's wrong? What are you doing?
Go, 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 go.
Where are you taking me?